Give him a look.
Alongside Coach Creighton, Media Day, year number 9. They seem to fly by, but this has been a unique experience here in Cleveland, hasn't it been?
It has, yeah. Different venue, different vibe, and definitely unique.
When we get out of our backyard in Detroit, we're so blessed because we're right there outside the Motor City, but it's also nice to see around the MAC footprint. I know you've been to Cleveland a couple times, but good to be around the rest of the league, and especially Sam Beydoun and Jose Ramirez here in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. No, it's made it a lot of fun, spending more time with those guys. I, you know, got to be with them, on the mountain in that trip, and then to be together at MAC Media Day. So great people, such great representatives, you know, of Eastern Michigan football and Eastern Michigan University. And, this is just kind of one of those days that kind of brings home the fact again that this season is right around the season. And so I always enjoy it.
We celebrate so much this time of year. You get to be back around your guys. I mean, you get the nice vacation off, but you kick it off with Pikes Peak last weekend and kind of the signature event that you have with your senior class. How important, again, is an event like that to really bring that group together and continue to gel that class?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, every year they're already close. You know, they've already been together, some of those guys, for 5 and 6 years now. But doing something that you've never done, you know, and frankly, at some point on that mountain, you don't know whether you can actually do, and doing it together binds and bonds you together even more. We also spend time, you know, talking about our season goals, you know, talking about our theme, and really just solidifying all the things that we've been talking through, you know, the past 9 months. And so, you know, these guys will be arm in arm in front of our football team here in a couple of weeks, and there'll be no question about how close and how much they're on the same page.
Over the course of a football game, you experience adversity, highs and lows. The past really 4 months have seen a lot of highs and lows. You've had great moments. You've also had some really trying and testing moments. Of course, the loss of assistant coach Fred Reed. How hard has this been as a group to just really focus on some of the great moments while also realizing that life is precious?
Yeah, you know, and I understand the question. You know, Coach Reed, like, that's not a moment. That, you know, there was sort of the moment around his death, but, you know, his death is absolutely an ongoing, you know, presence for all of us. And that was incredibly hard and continues to be hard. With his son Amari being on the team now, you know, Amari is his own man, but you also see his dad in his face. And that's a good thing. And it also catches you off guard sometimes. But we have had good moments. You know, if you're going to have to go through something like that, you know, you want it to go through it with family and people that care about each other, and that's certainly the case at Eastern Michigan.
As we get closer to the year, we'll certainly dive into your theme more, but each year you come up with a theme, you plan it out. It's a long process, but the theme this year, stack them and really building upon foundations. It's been 1-0 for years and years, but now it's even taking it one step further.
It is, and we have a process of how to stack them, and we're going to be talking through that during camp. But the seniors are the ones that came up with, and the torchbearer leaders are the ones that came up with the theme of stacking. You know, just going back to January, we were having some really good workouts, and in our leadership meetings, the guys were talking about, we got to keep doing this, we got to stack workouts, and that sort of blossomed into the answer to the question of what do we need to do, what do we need to become better this next year, and that was to have consistent success, you know, not to have isolated success, and to be able to stack victories on top of each other, to be able to stack plays, series, weeks, all of those things. And so I think it's an awesome theme. It fits exactly who we are and where we're at, and now we got to go live it.
When you look at this year, you have a lot of pieces of return, but a lot of very new guys as well. The two guys that you brought on this trip with you are vital parts of the foundation that makes your team so special. We've talked about it all last year. San Beidoun being a walk-on and everything that he's brought. But now him being in a leadership role, how impressed have you been on what he's been able to step up from thinking back to years ago, what is the quiet guy kind of had in the corner?
We actually have, you know, video of his walk-on tryout way back when. And like his personality has always been this vibrant, confident, you know what I mean, positive person. At the same time, there's no question there's been a transformation. He is an excellent football player, and he is a leader in our football program. I've coached for a while now, and you just live for these, you know, kind of stories and these kind of experiences. And Jose's not too different. It's a different story, but I mean, he has really blossomed into an unbelievable young man and a great football player. He'd been to a number of schools, a couple different high schools, out of Florida, he is home at Eastern Michigan now, and that's allowed for him, I think, just to mature into the man that he's created to be. And I love both these guys with all my heart.
Every leader's different. Jose's the guy that is not going to be at the front of the line yelling and screaming in somebody's face, but when he speaks, it means you need to listen.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, he doesn't use his voice often, but when he does, every word is heard.
You look ahead to some of the pieces that are new. Everybody, of course, always focuses on the quarterback, but you've got some other pieces, especially at linebacker, that are going to be a great addition to help this team.
Yeah, you know, those guys are getting some attention, and deservedly so. They both joined our team. You're talking about Chase Klein and Joe Sparacio joined our team in January. And again, it's so much about the fit, not just the skill set, but they are the fit and the skill set. And they still have more to go. You know, we only had 15 spring practices, but they work really hard at it. They've just shown that they're super capable, and so really excited about them. We've added a couple transfers onto our defensive line. Sterling Miles, defensive end, that we recruited out of high school, that I think was really good. And Javon Brown on the interior. You know, we've also recruited Keelan from Coffeyville Community College, who's a corner that we think is going to be a really good player. And then you think some people forget about Josh Scott, who came from the California Junior College, got here in January. So he's been here for, you know, 8-9 months now too. And all of those pieces, you know, defensively, with guys stepping up, and then returning starters. You know, we have what it takes to become a good defense.
On the special team side of the football, it starts with Stephen Bird, your long snapper, and he's back again, a consistent rock there. You have a new kicker. It will be a battle, we know, both punter and kicking-wise. But what are you thinking special teams-wise? Because, again, close games, those things matter.
They matter, that's for sure. And, you know, you can't talk about special teams without Coach Nunez, you know, took a job at Oklahoma and such a huge part of our program and, you know, our transformation. Coach Sewell has been coaching special teams here throughout his time and is off to a great start coordinating special teams this spring. Grant Kirshner is going to be coaching our specialists. But Stephen Bird, you mentioned, he's the rock that is holding it all together, doing a great job leading, super talented on the field. You know, Jesus, we all believed in last year as a freshman kicker. And so we just think he's going to be really good. And then we bring in, you know, Brady Pohl to compete, and he's good. And so we think our kicking game is going to be in great feet.
Great feet.
And then at punter, we've got talent, and we've got a number of guys who are competing. You know, Jake Julian's with the New England Patriots right now. He's a pretty special player. And so we've got to close that gap. And, you know, that's going to be a work in progress. And, you know, the punt team is comprised of 11, not of one. We've got talent there, but, you know, we've really got to make sure that we don't fall off in our punt game.
And we'll get you out of here on this. We're in a music venue here at the House of Blues. I know music is something that everybody has different tastes. You're an Eagles guy. I know you love the Eagles, but you look at those bands and the groups that you listen to. What's on your playlist when you're listening and getting yourself fired up for a game?
I'll just say this, going with the theme of the Eagles. Having Hoss Bedun, Jose Ramirez, and everybody else on our team, I've got a peaceful, easy feeling about this season.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We know we're a week plus away, a little less than a week away from camp opening. Can't wait for being back on the gray turf with you and getting these fall practices going.
All right. Appreciate you.
There he is, head coach Chris Creighton, here from Mac Media Day in downtown Cleveland.